December help you guys now?
I think so. I think during that run, we don't want to live in the past, but at the same time, kind of learn from it. And we beat some good teams down that stretch. And if we could do the same thing this month, put some wins together, we could climb up these standings. And next thing you know, we're in the playoff picture.
New York Islanders have one of the top lines this year, seem to be clicking. You guys always take pride in shutting those down. Now, what are the keys to do it against this one?
I think just the same as we did, against the Kessel line, just play them hard, don't give them any room to make plays, because obviously they're special talents, and when you do, they can make some pretty nifty plays. So we just got to keep it simple, hopefully keep pucks out of our end, and grind them down in theirs.
I know it's game day, but you did want to remind the world you did pick the Super Bowl, right, on this UW Sports Show?
Yeah, I did, although you forgot about it, but I definitely remembered it, and I did pick the Giants for the second time against the Patriots, and I've won twice, so it's pretty good.
Smart man. Good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, John.
What was I saying yesterday, just the style of game you guys play, and the so many 2-1 games, 1-0 games, that it's a very tiring style to play. Can you just, as a player, when you're in close games like that so often, how tiring is it, not only physically, but mentally?
Yeah, because we've had so many of them, especially lately, I think it's definitely created some confidence and gave us the understanding of how to play those kind of games. Whereas before, it kind of wore us out mentally, as far as being nervous and afraid to make a mistake. But now, I think we've kind of settled in and created some trust throughout the lineup that we're able to win those games and hold on to leads if we are going into the third. So we just got to keep that going. Teams are kind of locking it up, and we're doing the same, where there's not going to be many goals. The other game against Pittsburgh was kind of odd, but. For the most part, it's 2-1 or one goal game, so we got to find ourselves on the winning part of that.
With the struggles that the Flyers have, when you look at the 4 points behind Toronto right now, we're in eight. How much do you need this homestand?
Yeah.
Is it coming at the perfect time, I guess, with 9 of your next 10?
Yeah, if there's better, if there's no better of an opportunity to have some home games, it's definitely now. And hopefully we could capitalize like we did in December, where we put a stretch of games and a stretch of wins together. And if we could do that now, we'll climb up these standings pretty quick and hopefully hold on to a playoff position.
All right. So you're kind of the guy that will look at the standings in and out, or are you just ignoring it?
Yeah, you know what? I was talking to Sarah earlier in the season, and I really didn't pay attention to them, early, and we were doing well. So, as long as we keep winning, there's really no need to look at them, kind of thing. But right now, it's so tight, and we're playing teams that are right behind us now and just ahead of us. So I think for me, it's paying attention to them and knowing how bad and important games are.
Things have been going well for you and your line as of late, but especially you. What do you attribute that to?
I think it's just the extra time I've been putting in. I knew it was going to come. It was just a matter of when, and I kind of got the feeling where it's like, man, can I really go 82 games without scoring a goal? It's a tough league, and it's not easy to score, but my line mates and my teammates have done a great job keeping me positive and confident. So, I'm glad it came, but at the same time, I'm not satisfied. I got to help this team win hockey games, and hopefully I can keep doing that.
These games fun. When you boil it down, you guys are all competitors. This is the most competitive time of the season. This must be fun, isn't it?
This is it, man. It's the playoffs before the playoffs. Every game is huge, and it's just exciting to be a part of. And they're all close games. So, if we could put a stretch here together, get in the playoffs, at least we'll be, somewhat playoff ready as far as, playing in tight games and knowing what it takes to win those tight games.
Thanks for the time. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's up?